And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, overlooking all the boats at the San Diego Land. Well, not all the boats. There's a few out. At the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And Matt Barlow from the Limitless here. We're talking to some great fishing and what's soon to be, like, watch out. It's going to be a good one for sure.
I mean, whether it's the optimist in you or what, but it just feels like we're on the cusp of it. You know, the boats are starting to go and the planes are flying and the rumor turns into this, and then these guys finally get off the dock and make a catch, and we just watch it start up. But, I mean, that's how
a little over a week from April Fool's Day, so you know that the things are going to start going off, right?
It's coming.
You're looking for your token Facebook albacore report morning of April 1st.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we have a great show, and we'd love to have you give us a call, and we're giving away a great prize this morning,
too. Boy, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Get to go fishing with Captain Cameron on that beautiful rig, the Mission Bell. Again, at a Point Loma Sport Fishing, a full-day trip to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. If you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973 is how you do it. One more time, 833-288-0973. Or, again, we've had a ton of great texts, and keep those texts rolling. We've got another full hour full of your text questions, and the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you fire the app off, you'll see right away there's a Listen Live button where you can listen to the show, and then right down below that is the Text the Show. Click the Text the Show tab, fire your text away, and make sure that you include your contact info with your question. Just a name and a phone number is all we need so we can get a hold of you if you win that killer trip on the Mission Bell.
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty excited this week. Padre opener on Thursday, right? We're going to be here right here on the Fan, too. That's going to be super cool, super excited about. I know that everybody in Fisherman's Landing Tackle's fired up.
We're a big Padre fan, there. Yeah, we have the games on all the time. Yeah, everybody's excited. Everybody's excited to get back to baseball.
Yeah, it's going to be
great. Doug leads that charge, but there's a lot of talk and a lot of smack talk and a lot of taking away discounts from Dodgers fans when we're in the store.
I'm
just kidding. Yeah, we have a good time. It's fun.
Good time. Well, let's find out what's biting in the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, doing great, Gundy. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's nice. That spring thing is in full swing right now. You know, you could just feel it. You know, we had some poor conditions after that rain, tore up the beaches, had some wind and swell, and then some sun on top of that and some red tide. So not ideal conditions. But with all that said, the guys who are finding those clean stretches of beach, and that's the guys who are going down there and looking, are finding good conditions, and with it some pretty decent catches. One thing of note is we had a grunion run this week, so that really perked up, you know, the possibilities in the surf line, and we had a few halibut catches, you know, to follow through with that. Up there in the Santa Barbara area, Hook, Line, Sinker reported improved halibut fishing. They checked in yesterday, two legal halibut, one at El Cap, one at Black Rock. I think they're 22, 25-inch fish. But definitely, you gotta hunt and peck that cleaner water. They also had out west, that's usually the case, cleaner water, El Capitan. They had a 15.5-inch perch, you know, that's pushing the 3-pound mark there. They also had a 14.5-inch perch, and that was on sand crabs. It's starting to show some sand crabs there. Dana Point reported a couple more striped bass in that same area there, Doheny, the short jetty. I think one of the fish, 8-pounder, was caught at Hole in the Fence, which is about a quarter mile below Doheny. So that whole stretch seems to be fishy, productive right now. And then San Diego Way, you know, kind of a mixed bag with conditions, But they've got a halibut derby going, and the guys started working it this week. They had a 10-pound, 14-ounce fish in the lagoon on a live smelt. They had a 9-pound, 7-ounce fish on a Lucky Craft in the surf, and another 5-pound, 7-ounce fish. So, you know, you're seeing the signs of things turning, conditions right, Grunion Run, you know, it's coming together. We get another week of nice weather, and you watch, it'll pop.
We're ready, Gundy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We're ready. Well,
I tell you, you know, throwing that hard jerk bait right now is really the ticket. You're fishing for halibut and you're fishing for striped bass, and work those high priority areas like river mouse, harbor mouse, things like that.
All right, good tips, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Sure appreciate what you do, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Great show. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, always, you know, it's going to be better conditions as we progress into the spring. And that's the great thing about this time of the year, is that things just get better and better as the weeks go by here. Because we're still in March.
Right,
we always forget this time of the year. We're so anxious to get things rolling.
Exactly.
We're still in March. But you have a good text, huh?
I do, but I'm with you. Like, the bluefin cycle has provided so many early starts that you start to, like, feel like it's norm. I mean, the... You know, our season, like, is late June and early July is when always tuna fishing started. Like, I mean, I'm the same way. Don't get me wrong. When, you know, you get halfway through March and there's no tuna, it's like, oh, what the heck's going on? And slow start to this year. Like, we're months ahead of schedule and we're already talking about making it happen.
So yeah.
It's all good. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I did have a fun Texas morning, guys. I've been looking at the boat on Instagram. What a beautiful rig, both inside and out. Matt, for the 300-pounders, when they do happen, are those all from the kite, or do you catch them other ways? And can you tell us the story about that 377 that you guys had at the Impulse? That's all from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Thanks for the questions. The 300-pounders, a lot of it come on the kite, but we've caught a lot of big ones on the knife jigs as well.
Right.
But I'd say the majority of them come on the kite for sure. Frozen flyer, skipping the yummy, aerial tactics for sure. But we've got a bunch over two on, you know, knife jigs. But I'd say all our fish over 300 pounds have been on the kite.
Explain your go-to setup for knife jigs. Rod, reel, lure, line, etc.
It depends on the condition again,
right.
But we use on the Limitless, we have Seeker 1x3s with torque 40s, pin torque 40s, and we fish 80-pound braid, and then we go to like a 200-pound wind-on, and then I think the size of the – Rick will know better than I, but size of the jig is really important. I think guys kind of oversize their jig a lot of time, but I'd say like that 100, like 200 size gram jig to 300 has kind of been the ticket, and even smaller. Once you get a school established with you, you can fish a little bit lighter jig.
150.
Yeah, Colt Snipers, you know, you get the right terminal tackle on there. Those are deadly, but people get really hung up on fishing super heavy jigs, but,
One thing I saw at the PCS show that I can't wait to try this year is that Shimano Sardine Waver. Those things look super cool.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and apparently get fit very, very well.
Yeah.
It's a new jig. By
like a drop jig? I'm not familiar
with it. Yeah, it's a brand new jig.
Like a knife style?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, in various sizes and stuff like that.
Cool.
And Dave Pfeiffer was here talking about them and how they have great action. And they have an interesting shape. Of course, originating in Japanese, in the Japanese market, and then they brought it here. So it was a Japanese domestic market product that they now have as officially as in the U.S. market. So Sardine Waver.
Okay.
In various sizes. So something to check out. Yeah.
Definitely. More stuff for the tackle box.
More stuff for the tackle box.
It's good because the tackle box has gotten so light lately, you know, with all the 500-gram jigs and tungsten jigs and everything like that. You know, everything got so light that we need to find some more things to put in there, get the weight back up.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, a nice text, and because it's nice compliments, but no name and no phone number. So
So no.
Yeah, no Mission Bell trip.
No.
Forgot about the button.
Don't forget. Be sure to put your name and your phone number, and that way you get a chance to get the prize. But
I just need to say this real quick. I'm nervous about running the show when you're gone next and having an arsenal of sound effect buttons. Like that's never been an option for me before, and I'm worried about how I'm going to react with that level of power.
Oh yeah, you're going to do fine.
Really worried about myself.
All kinds of stuff. So anyway, private charter a couple years back on the Limitless, fished on the right was caught on a flyer nose hook, a live flyer nose hook. Bait didn't leave the boat more than 25 yards.
Cool.
And then he's got a picture of the whole lineup of guys with big giant bluefin on the back of
the Leo Whitmore group.
You know who it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one, yeah.
I remember, I think we were on the 2.5-day trip, and the guys were done fishing. We were by Clemente, and we pulled into Northwest Harbor, and we were watching a football game in Starlink. They had enough, so we're going to go
no
anchor
more,
up. Yeah, no more. I mean, they're not all like that, but that one was good. I remember that one. Yeah.
You remember those.
Yes, sir.
For sure. But that's the thing, is that live flyers, tell us about fishing that. That's like the ultimate candy bait, right?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah. The thing is, you have to have the time to catch them, right? So you don't always have them, but when we have time and we're somewhere we can make them, and you're big fish fishing, or that's kind of your mission, right? I mean, it's definitely another tool to the arsenal. So,
and they're fun to catch.
Oh, yeah. They're fun to catch, yeah. Unless you're driving the boat.
I was just going to say, that was I've never
stressful.
Seen somebody lie about something so much in my life. The look on your face is like, you SOB, that is the most least fun thing that I get to do. but Matt, in true Matty fashion, a big smile
fishing
and agreement.
Fishing among the rocks
super
and stuff
fun.
Like that. Super
I like being in 2 fathoms at Clemente.
Yeah, in a bottom that just gets
stands. Hopefully there's no rock there, right?
Little rocky.
Can't see.
Yeah. No, they're fun. Other than that,
But you bring up a good point, though, like the amount of time that you have to commit. You've got to commit to wanting to do the big fish thing, because it's not only all the time and stress and issue getting them, but then when you do, that's not something that you burn through. And you're trophy hunting. I mean, obviously that last picture is pretty incredible, and I'm sure you crushed them all day. But that's something you got to commit the time to, finding that fish and fishing for it. And you know, when you hook those big ones, they don't come in 2 minutes. I mean, everything about that is putting time in towards trophy hunting.
Yeah, when the stars align, I mean, it can be off the charts, right? But a lot of times most of the time you have to work really hard at it. And, you get your window to get your bites, right? Whether it be one bite, one fish, to like 10 fish. So it's not always roses, but when you connect all the dots, it's
pretty
epic,
special.
You know? Yeah. So, like fishing, that's the beauty of those longer trips. So you can make flyers, or you're at an island, you can do that. You can go night fishing. You know, you kind of make a game plan as you go with your group.
Yeah,
okay, so we had, you want to do X, Y, and Z. This is the plan.
This
so
get into the island and get bites on bass and maybe yellowtail for the afternoon, and have a great spot to eat dinner. And then all of a sudden you're already in position to go make flyers for the next day.
100%. That's correct.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Or watch a football game in Northwest Harbor.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing either. Yeah. Well, hey, 833-288-0973, line open. Jeff standing by. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Hills? Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I did get to go on the Invader with Sam Patella and the 44 Pacifica. Woo, man, it's so gorgeous. So I have two questions for you guys, though. One of them is, yesterday, Mark Wish was talking about that guy, sandworms for big spots and croakers. And I, surf fishing in Oxnard, I talked to an old dude, and he said when there's a grunion run, which Gundy just spoke to, the sandworms eat the grunion eggs, and they get all bloated up, and they turn bright yellow and get big and fat. And so that's a little tip there.
Oh, interesting.
I want to ask about Polaris Supreme. I was getting ready to go here in a few weeks, like in a month. And then my wife now has a medical deal, so I'm not going to go. And I didn't have trip insurance, but luckily I got a buddy that's taking it, But that Christy Wheeler and Dawson, man. That's very important, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But did Aliar go?
He did not go.
Are you guys getting a report?
He had a warranty engine issue, is what Frank said, and unfortunately he did not get to go. So that's unfortunately, because the weather's right.
Oh, dude.
You know the fish are there.
They had the load of
they
people.
Had,
like,
yeah.
And we had, you know, we were lucky enough to have Captain Aliar and Captain Max on the radio show the week previous. Like, those guys were so pumped to get those things rolling. But, yeah, Captain Frank had called yesterday and just said, you know, they obviously put brand new motors in the boat and they just finished the sea trial. What they didn't have in hand was like the, you know, the write off from the, you know, from the warranty for the motors. And,
yeah. And you're not going to
risk. You just can't take that kind of risk.
You know,
there's no way.
Several hundred thousand dollars worth of motors that go out there and something goes wrong.
No, no chance, man. Something can't do it.
Yeah, for sure.
But hopefully that's all rectified.
That's
going
to happen this weekend, though.
Nice.
I guess they're looking at that trip on Friday. Sounds like it's a go as long as they get all that paperwork straightened out. So, yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. 833-288-0973 is open. Jeff's standing by at the fan studios to take your phone call, get it up into the rotation, and you have a good text.
Well, yeah, it was a confirmation, and we talked about your opportunity at the end of the show if you are one of the lucky callers or texters getting to go fishing on a full-day trip. And it was a text from our buddy Reggie. He said, hey, just for the heads up, Mission Bell is running its first trip this coming Saturday the 29th,
Woo!
Which is one of the Mission Bell Mafia charters.
Okay.
That used to always go with Captain Steve P. And I think Captain Steve P is going to come along as a passenger on that trip and fish with all the boys. So that'll be really fun and a great one. So that was from Reggie and Camarillo, who's a you know, always going and putting those trips together. So, again, next Saturday, it's on for the Mission Bell.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. I have a great text here, too. Let me bring it up here. It's from Tom in University City, and he says, I saw on your website, thelimitlesssportfishing.com, that you can cruise at 20 knots and that you have a side-scanning sonar, and I assume you run much slower than that when you're using side-scanning. How do you decide when to slow down and scan, and how fast do you run when you're scanning, and how fast do you cruise on a normal basis?
So as far as the sonar is concerned, pretty much when we go above, I'd say 9.5-10 knots, we're pulling the dome up, which basically, you know, won't cause any damage to the dome and the sonar. So I'd say below 10 knots, it's usable. Above that, we're retracting the dome and not using it. So, yeah, the Limitless will go 25 knots, but practically speaking, we're, you know, our average, you know, we're going 20 knots on the way home from a full-day trip or what have you. But majority of the time, we're, you know, 8 to 10-knot boat. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
When what are the conditions that limit you from getting to use the sonar? Like I not having done it, don't know anything, but I've always heard guys like yourself talked about when the weather gets extra choppy, it gets harder to use. What are the ideal conditions like, and when do they start to get a little dicey?
Yeah, so I'd say the hardest time to use it when the fish is super high up in the water column, tied to the, like high up in the surface. A lot of times like yellowfin will be that way, and it's choppy too. And depending on the model of sonar and where the dome and the tube of your sonar is on your boat plays a big factor. But basically, cavitation, which
you
is...
You can control where you're looking in the water column with your sonar.
There's a tilt. Basically, you can tilt, like, degrees down or up, right, and range as well. So, and there's a million other settings. But, you know, when you're fishing, that fish is up high in the water column, it can be tougher to see when it's choppy because you're dealing with a lot of, you know, noise from the ocean, cavitation. But with these new sonars, we have a CH600 Fruno. It's a dual-frequency sonar. The thing's amazing. And on the Limitless, the thing's pretty stable anyways.
Right.
But we don't really have that much problem anymore unless it's really choppy. But then if it's choppy, just you tilt down a little bit.
Gotcha.
So you get out of the interference, yeah.
And it's a learning experience. It's
every
all about
day.
Experience of when of learning how to use this.
Oh, it's every day. Like, you just don't, like, install a thing and, like, oh, there's school yellowtail. You know, and there's a lot of, yeah, every day you're tweaking with the thing. It's crazy, but there's, I wouldn't fish without it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
It's too hard to go back.
Hey, Phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by. I have a great text here from John in Rancho San Diego. He says, great show, guys. Great to hear Captain Matt today. Matt, do you ever target swordfish on the Limitless? And if so, do you have the gear that the guests can use to do deep drops? I also love to hear about your predictions about what we're going to see locally here this year.
We're not really a swordfishing boat. You know, Pete and Rick, I'd say
the yellowtail thing.
Yeah, we have the gear. We do it every once in a while, but I wouldn't say that's our specialty. We'll do it for fun, but charter wise, that's not really our niche. What do we see coastally and coming up? I mean, hopefully we have a big yellowtail year, right? That's like last year.
And the grade of that fish at the Coronado Islands
is insane.
That's what made it so amazing.
Well, I think once we get this, I mean, I've been surfing a lot, and it's like Willie said, the water is cold.
It's
mid-50s. You know, once we start 59, 60, then things will start acting right. So when we see that water temp pop up, we get a stretch of nice hot weather, like, it's going to be on.
Yeah.
So, and then obviously the guy's fishing for bluefin.
What was so weird about this year, too, is it got a little warm, and then it got cold again, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I live in Oceanside, and the water temperature's gone from, you know, like 61, 62, down to 54, 55.
Oh!
So, yeah, like...
That just shuts the bite off.
It's like surfing in Santa Cruz, you know, it's totally... It's been
like
cooler.
Ice cream headache.
Yes. Your feet are frozen. Can't feel your hands. But
that sounds great.
It's going to change.
Yeah, sounds fun, huh?
Yeah. It's super fun.
You guys are so known and have done such a good job lining yourselves. Like we talked about earlier, you've done such a good job with those bluefins. How often do you have a group that comes out that just wants to go yanking and cranking and can you take us to Clemente and go bass fishing and yellowtail? And then does that like... Does that somehow take you out of the groove because you bluefin every day and now you're on the beach, or do you enjoy the break, or what's the scenario?
Oh, we
like?
Enjoy it. Like, I love island fishing, coastal structure fishing. Mm-hmm. Like, when we get a chance to do it, I'm all about it, right? So, Rob James, one of our best charter guys, customers, we like fishing island all the time,
or down the beach.
I like fishing Baja Coast a lot. I mean, I worked a lot of boats, so that's what we did.
What a cool place to fish, too, because that – you want to talk about – especially because our tuna fishing has been so good the last few years. I mean, talk about an area that has just been virtually untouched. You start getting below the Coronado Islands a little bit, and there's coastline that goes forever that is so productive that just doesn't get fished.
Yeah, it doesn't get touched, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's overlooked a lot once you get below, you know, Ensenada. There's a lot of zones that are epic in the right conditions, right, that are – You can be down there all by yourself and have incredible yellowtail fishing or white sea bass, calico bass. It's, you know, when the conditions are right down there, it's your own little, you know, playground. So that's available to us, and then go, you know, west of the island.
Yeah,
so it's a good place to be.
So a guy that's done a lot of both, if you had to pick a favorite, and this is just for calico bass fishing, are you going west to one of the outer islands or are you going down the beach?
Calico bass fishing?
Yeah, calico bass fishing.
Ooh.
If
the conditions are right,
I
would go down the beach. I have a lot of good zones down there that are like...
You know the spots.
Yeah, there's just, you know, it's not as touched.
Totally.
So I'd go down the beach. Assuming the water isn't 54 and brown. But
look at the water chart.
You get a good shot. It opens up so much area down there, right? So the conditions are... There's so many zones. So.
And this year, at the cold water, regrowth of the kelp, it could be even better.
Yeah.
But some of that upper Baja is cold. Cold. Even when it's beautiful and great conditions
like
offshore.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, sometimes like that water in the beach there is like cold a ton.
Yeah.
It's a strange... A
lot of upwelling.
Like Punta Tomas and San Jose, it's like you look at a terrapin or a satellite shot, and it could be 70 degrees up here, right? And it could be 55 there.
You're looking at orange water everywhere, and then there's a big pocket of purple right on the beach there.
But you could be fishing, you could be in that area looking, and it could be like that, and then the next day... Things completely switch, and then you get warm water blows in there, and then it's on. So it's like a light switch.
Yeah.
A lot of current issues.
Yes, there's a lot of
upwelling and all that stuff.
But that's all the stuff that makes things healthy, though, right?
Exactly.
That's what bait thrives in, and like you said, kelp growth and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, it's time to find out what's biting our fishdope.com report.
You got it, man.
Angler's realtor, Yosef Hussaini.
Is standing by. Today, it's sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine or Johnson Hicks Marine for your Norris Lithium batteries. We got Yosef online. Good morning, Yosef.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Doing great. Anxious to hear what's biting out there.
Good, good. Well, there's a little bit of movement here with the weather heating up. The Channel Islands are starting to show some good signs of sheephead. Bites picked up pretty well up there. Around Santa Monica Bay, in the evening still, the sand bass bite is getting really good. They are biting on the normal deal, jig head with a little bit of squid. Down past that, Palo Verde down to Long Beach, the halibut is showing up in fair numbers, getting a lot of reports of bigger fish now and more of them. You have to cover a big area right now, find the bait balls, because they are few and far between. But when you find them, you will get into them. Angel's Gate up to PV has been one of the best area, and around the various wrecks off of Isers Reef. That being said, the Native Sun was out and hammered them pretty good yesterday. So if you're into that bite, get on it. Catalina, same thing. The halibut have been on the chew, backside in 5 to 20 feet, mainly on the anchovy and live squid if you can find it. There are some sardines showing up at some of the bait barges again, which is a great sign. Silver Canyon down to Church Rock's been pretty much the best area. Down further, San Diego, the San Diego picked up a few yellowtail. I think the day before yesterday, just off La Jolla, yellowtail on La Jolla have been popping up. You know, the surface iron bite, but few and far between. Yesterday was pretty quiet. As soon as the sun comes out again, they should be biting soon. Same deal down on the pipe as last week. The sand bass bite is picking up. You may get a halibut while fishing for it as well. Down below that, Ensenada, same thing, up on the Bonda Bank, a little bit of halibut fishing in shallow water, and that's about all I got for you right now.
We'll take that, man, for, you know, getting the season rolling early in springtime, a little cool water around. We'll take that as a report, man. That sounds good to us. Yosef, well, a great report, and if somebody wants to keep more in touch with everything going on with fishdope.com, you can save 30 bucks. Yeah, by using that code hookup now. It's all lowercase, no space. Saves you 30 bucks on a new membership. But if somebody wants to keep in touch with all of the hot stuff going on in the real estate game, which I know you've been talking about, that's really been making some moves, and you said some houses coming along and good opportunities. How do we keep in touch with you on that front, Yosef?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can also get me on social media at Cal Realty. I have a free home evaluation website, which is SoCalHomeEval.com, or you can search for homes at SportsmansRealty.com.
Awesome. Great job, as always, brother. We sure appreciate you keeping us in the loop, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that very much. Again, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make your reservations today.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike and Rosemary says, Matt, on a larger sport fishers where they have extra crew members, big fish holes, etc., catching a super-sized 2- and 300-pounder is no problem for them. Can your boat and crew handle those big boys? Can they be put down in the holds without any problems?
The answer is yes.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, we got that covered. Yeah, it's the same process, gilling gutted, and then put down below in our fish hold, and then we load, you know, the fish hold's full. We have, you know, kill bags and ice, but usually it does come to that, but the fish hold's huge. So, yeah, we're good.
Beautiful thing about a 44 Pacifica, it's got a beautiful door on the transom.
That's right.
You just pull those big ones right in through,
yep,
right?
That's usually how we do it.
Yeah.
Yep, pull them right to the door. Yep.
Yeah. That's great.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
This was also speaking of that beautiful Pacifica, the Limitless. This is, good morning, guys. What a great show. Besides the gear and tackle, what are some of the must-haves that a guy should bring when he's coming fishing on a multi-day trip on board the Limitless? Also, a little bit of question about what kind of rod storage you have on the boat. I know you already said you have a ton of the best gear, but I like to bring way too much stuff anyways. That's from Rory at Lakeside.
Good morning. As far as rod storage, I mean,
you
have
plenty of room if you want to bring it.
Yeah, we have, there's custom, you know, we have overhead rod, like it's, yeah, guys have the same problem. They bring a lot of tackle. Yeah. So we got, you know, if you bring like 3-4 setups, that's fine, you yeah. know, and we oftentimes have 6 people do that. We accommodate it all.
Yeah.
But definitely bring your own stuff.
Yeah, there's room for it. You don't need it, but
yeah, just don't bring the white rod, you know, with the spinning reel, the Shakespeare. Yeah.
Oh,
you don't need that.
No.
Leave that one at home, but yeah, feel free to bring your stuff for sure.
That's cool. All right.
And what was the other part of that question?
He says, what other things that should a guy bring if they're going on a multi-day outside of fishing tackle?
I mean, all you really need is, I would change, you know, toiletries, and maybe a towel, and we have the rest covered.
And of course, layers.
Yes, layers.
It can get cold, even in the summer.
Yes, it seems like it's cold often. Yes. So especially if you're fishing at night, you want to be layered up. But yeah. There's really nothing critical outside of your toiletries and your personal belongings to bring.
You guys take care of food. You take care of drinks.
Yeah, we got it all covered. Obviously.
What about alcohol?
We do not cover alcohol, so feel free to bring booze,
beer,
beer, cocktails, wine. Yeah. A lot of times, I mean, most groups do that. So. Yeah. Feel free.
All right. Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great text messages, and a whole lot more of talking with Maddie from The Limitless. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on Facebook and YouTube Live, 97.3 The Fan and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com. And sign up for special deals and more.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking such an awesome operation, Limitless Sport Fishing. Yeah.
We were just talking in the break about how reasonable. It's like your prices are low. I mean, $6,400 for a day and a half trip.
Correct.
I mean, all inclusive.
Everything. You don't have to bring anything but your clothing and your towel.
Yeah, your cores and your towel, and we got everything else covered. Yeah, it's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, it's
so you put six people on the boat and you accommodate easy six people in bunks and everything like that.
Correct.
That's basically it's less than $1,100 per person, $1,075 per person. Plus tip, right?
In the landscape where that's a similar price that you might see on a full-day trip on other boats that don't have near that level of comfort or food provided or tackle provided.
And it's a different experience. I mean, certainly going on one of the long-range luxury boats is great.
No doubt.
And it's, you know, that trip's going to cost $850+ on that. Different experience.
Right.
But here's your own boat, your own charter. Put a group of friends together and, you know, come on.
It's a lot easier to put together, you know, five guys than, you know, 25 guys.
Right.
It's more intimate.
The other thing, too, is if you're in the position where you're chartering the boat because you're taking customers with you, which is so, you know, popular in our world, construction and things like that, where, you know, you have the level of, like, getting to connect with them, you know, like, you're in the salon in a comfortable spot where you're not getting banged around, like, trying to make some sort of a business connection, you know. Obviously, you're out there to have fun, but that's part of that world, too. Like, doing it in a beanbag isn't nearly the same as, you know, having a cocktail when you're in a chair on the way back after you just crushed a bunch of bluefins cruising in comfort.
It's great running, you know, 40 miles an hour to the spot and being back and
no doubt
being in your own bed. But I'll ride that 44 Pacific. I have a nice warm bunk. I have a nice meal out there.
Nice,
just enjoy the full experience.
Right.
And then on a day and a half trip, you're experiencing different ways of fishing too, right? You're night fishing. You can be kite fishing.
Right.
You can be in whole different zones. Like,
it's
a great way to do it in a, you know, small intimate group.
Totally. Yeah. And we talked about Rob, who's been on here. He's a good buddy with Bob at Katmai Lodge and been to Katmai many times. And Rob's a super good guy. He's a plumbing contractor, right? He's a contractor.
He's in sales and the plumbing. Yeah, exactly.
He takes customers out. He puts charters together and takes customers out. What a great incentive for a business to take them fishing. And he's probably got customers for life that way, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he keeps coming back and back. That's why there's so many trips. It's a great way to, like, you know, bring your customers, show some appreciation, or just have fun on the water with your family. So it's good.
And it's a lot cheaper, mark my words, than owning your own boat and doing that yourself. Having a captain, owning a boat, everything like that. It's like you make the Limitless your boat.
I've ran a few yachts, and then, you know, some of them are complaining about how expensive it is to own a yacht. I'm like, I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, the overhead's crazy.
It's crazy.
So, yeah. You can get on the water for $6,400 for two nights.
For a day and a half trip.
Yeah.
I just know what it takes to put fuel in the rig to do that. Like, half of that is gone just from that spot.
Right.
I was shocked when I heard that was, especially like you said, Pete, the fact that you could split that amongst your group of buds. Like, I was very surprised. I expected more.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So also I wanted to mention in May, if you want to hop on a day and a half, we're going to offer overnight pricing for a day and a half in May.
Whoa!
Yep, so that's the deal. But you got to call in.
What's day and a half price? What's overnight?
$4,700.
$4,700 for a day
just
and a half
in May,
trip in May only.
May only.
May
so,
only, which can be a very, very good month.
It's been epic.
Yeah.
So,
both bluefin, yellowtail, the whole thing. So that's two nights on the boat.
Yep.
All meals included, up to six passengers for $4,700.
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
That's the deal for May.
And so just limitlessportfishing.com. Check the
date.
Just
call me, 619-987-7814. We'll get you hooked up.
Okay, but that number is on limitlessportfishing.com.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a great deal you're offering there.
So
kind of nice.
We've got to get the ball rolling, right?
You've got to get things going. Yeah, you're probably not making much money putting that price out there.
No, but we get a few new customers.
Yeah.
People have get to experience the Limitless.
Right.
I mean, you know, customers for life. There you go.
Pretty nice deal. You want to get through? Phones are open, 833-288-0973. Jeff at the Fan is standing by. You have a good one, Rick.
I thought so. It says, man, Maddie, I really would like to compliment you on your website. It looks great. Very impressive. My question is, how many passengers do you recommend for us to fish a full-day trip going to the Coronado Islands? That's from Sean in Oceanside.
Hey, Sean. Morning. Six. I mean, we have a huge cockpit on that boat.
Huge.
You can, you know, obviously less is more, you know, if you want more rail space than any boat, but the boat's really comfortable with six, especially on a full day. We do those often. So, yeah, feel free to bring up to six people.
So how much would a full-day trip to the Coronado Islands?
$3,000.
$3,000.
And that includes... The permitting is kind of the nightmare, the expensive part of things, right? The FMMs and the bracelets. So
that includes that?
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. So we're $3,000 Coronado trips.
Yeah. So if you here's
$500 bucks a person.
Yeah. Here's a hint for you. Do the May special for a day and a half trip, and do a combo trip for $4,700 bucks.
Correct.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I was expecting a lot
more.
But
yeah,
I think it's awesome.
Because May, I remember last year, May was good.
It was popping.
Yeah, it was really good, for sure. All right. Hey, I have a great text here. So, and this is from Doug in Paris. He says, this is a question for Matt. Do you ever target white sea bass, and when is the bite strong? If so, would you go fishing for them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd say, I mean, May through August, I'd say it'd be prime time.
So May, so if you somebody wants to take advantage of your May special,
there you go.
You go do a day and a half to San Clemente Island.
Correct.
Huh.
No brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times May's. I mean, depending on the conditions, May. I remember fishing sea bass there last year in May.
Yeah.
So we prime time.
Dates are pretty open in
May. We have a few dates in May for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
May.
God, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm totally down for that.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Count
sure.
you in.
Yeah,
yeah,
let's
go.
I had a fun text, too. It says, Matty, I was wondering if you could give me some tips when trolling swimming plugs like Rapala's behind the skiff. Do you have a recommendation on what pound test, mono versus braid, and how far back is optimum? Also, what about boat speed? All that's from Rob in Poway.
Morning, Rob. Yeah, with the Rapala, I like, you know, it's, let's see. So I like fish top shot of mono once again. I'd be fishing, like, my trolling set up probably 80-pound, 80-100-pound mono, and then, you know, on your leader, maybe a little bit heavier, you know, 130 or so, 150. I troll, I'd say, like 7.5 to 9 knots with Rapalas, and just be careful with the two treble hooks. We usually troll those short, and then, like, if we're trolling four rods, we troll two short, like, X-wraps. What are the 20s
mm-hmm.
or the 30s? And then, you know, long wall, like a couple cedar plugs or a jet head or something. But I like to, you know, stagger them on the inside. But, yeah, they're super effective. And then you can roll one down, you know, like shotgun if you want. But, yeah, really effective lure.
Does that change if you're fishing, like, Coronado Islands for yellowtail with them? Do you keep the same spread that you would if you were tuna fishing?
Coronados, primarily, we're not trolling too much. We might troll one on occasion, but mostly at the Coronados, we're just liquid their sonar, stop.
Yeah, you're not gonna miss them.
Yeah, but when we're offshore, we'll troll up to two of them for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So when you are going offshore fishing in May, so and there's bluefin around.
Sure.
Are you going to be fishing at night, you think, a lot?
I think that's going to be majority of our fishing
is
going to be at night. Well,
yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
But
that's what it was last year?
The last few years, like April, May, June. I mean, throughout the year, we're night fishing, but it seems like primarily the best hits of in the early season have been at night. Yeah. Yep.
So is it conceivable to you're in local waters, you go hit the bluefin during the night and come back and fish yellows during the day?
Yeah. So, for example, say we're fishing 302, right, at night.
Right.
It's 30, 35 miles from home, 30 miles.
Right.
Or 371, 390, you know, inside of 50 miles, you slide back in to Coronado's and fish yellowtail during the day.
What's your favorite? When Matt Barlow goes fishing, what do you fish for?
Green bass.
Yeah, green bass.
With crawdads,
Yeah, crawdad, green bass.
Wait, I didn't say that, did I?
But, that's, yeah.
But I'd
that
say.
Happens a lot.
In saltwater fishing, it would be yellowtail fishing.
Yellowtail.
Service iron, structure yellowtail fishing.
Structure yellowtail.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coronado Island, San Clemente Island, another great place to fish yellows there, right?
Epic place.
Yeah.
You know, the sea lions
love
leave you alone.
Place.
Yeah, it can be, I mean, last year was kind of funky, but previous years, there's, you know, that could be one of the best places on the coast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Cortez, Tanner, they're
big yellows there.
Big yellows and quantity of yellow. I mean, they were catching yellowtail in December at Cortez. You know, like good scores of them.
Wow. Then the other bonus is giant rockfish.
Well, that's probably, that's right up there with green bass fishing.
Yeah. I love rockfish.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
So much fun. With the modern tackle today, the light tackle that you can fish that stuff with, so much fun.
So much fun. You can feel all your bites, right? Before, like, you're fishing 400 feet with mono, you know, people are like, this is lame. But when you're fishing like jigging rod or light parade set up and a lure,
so fun. There's a great article in this month's edition of the PCS magazine, the Pacifico Sport Fishing Magazine, about jigging for cod. And be sure to check that out. It's super fun. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. Hey, well, let's jump into the phones and try Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hi, I was wondering on these trolling things, which one's more effective, the live bait, dead bait, or artificial lure?
Trolling, what are we trolling for?
Like for the albacore or yellowtail?
I mean, you can catch them, you know, a lot of different ways, but albacore fishing back in the day, I remember, you know, you're trolling feathers around or Rapalas or even swim baits, right, or the leadhead. Fish one way back and get bit on albacore. But, you know, you can catch, I don't know, slow trolling live flyers for bluefin. That's deadly. Dead flyers, you can catch them. So time and place for everything.
Totally.
How do you thanks a lot for the call, Doug. Appreciate that very much. It does free up 833-288-0973. How do you locate the fish? I mean, what's your network? What's your method? Like, when you're leaving the dock, how do you know which way to point the boat?
I mean, it's really, if you're not fishing it's our network of boats that we work with, right? You know, because they're on, say we're coming in from a day and a half, we're in the morning, and there's boats out there during the day. So we're getting a check from the boats that we work with. So, I mean, there's Starlink, right? So we can check in or
call your friend.
Or, you know, on our code radios, like if we're within range. But, yeah, like we're checking with their network. And then, you know, obviously there's planes to fly and SAC. And, you know, so we get information is pretty readily available.
You get pretty well.
Yeah, and then if I don't have a check, you know, then it goes back to, like let's look at the satellite pictures. Like, you know, there's a good shot. Say we're going on the beach in Baja. I don't have a check on the beach. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we want to look at some new water. It really comes down to kind of, has anyone been down in this area recently? What have they seen? If they have not, then let's look at the satellite shots and chlorophyll and water temp and just go for it and trust your gut. But
how often does that pay off?
Very often, I'd say. You know, there's times we go down there and you stink it up,
you didn't
put it nicely, but
you miss. Shall
yeah,
we say?
I mean. Especially bluefin fishing. I mean, you can miss by a mile, and you know, so,
or even be right where you're supposed to be, but that time of the day they were down, and you know, then you left, and an hour later they floated back up again. They just time
yeah,
be everything.
It's really hard to be like one or two boats down there bluefin fishing, especially early season, right? Because time of day, or you know the biomass could be, you know, you're off in a mile and there isn't a lot of coverage, so.
Or how often will those fish, you roll through an area and you're like, man, there's a lot of bait here, but there's just no fish sign. Oh, well, let's keep going. And then you fish all day and scratch away, and then on your drive home, you come back through that area, and the whole ocean looks like it's on the spin cycle of a dish. You know, there's foamers everywhere, and it's like, that was where it was supposed to be. The fish just wasn't up on it yet.
Or yeah, or you drive back through, or you didn't drive back there, and your buddy was there and told you about it, and you're like, oh, I drove through there, I didn't see it, but oh yeah, 2 hours later, it was, you know, it was up doing its thing. So, but as far as finding the fish, it's in, you know, when leaving the dock, it's your network, and then just day in day out fishing, right, putting the time in, and just use your own experience.
Yeah, for sure. When you're fishing the Coronado Islands, same kind of program, okay? Last year there was a lot of pressure at the Coronado Islands, and the worst thing was just to get in the mix, in amongst them, right? But sometimes you have to do that. And what's some courtesy things that you can do when you're fishing with other boats? Like, what really gets under your skin that other boats are doing when you're fishing the Coronado Islands? Or well, wherever.
Yeah, well, so last year was probably the heaviest crowd I think I've seen there. Yes. And, you know, there's, I wouldn't say the most respectful guys around either, you know. Like, I'd say, like, say we're fishing North Island, Pukey Point, right? We're on the anchor.
Right.
You know, driving between the island and our stern, you know, when we're in tight, right? Yeah. And, like, slow trolling baits, like, right through your stern is kind of like...
Really bad cars.
Yeah, like off the side or off the bow, fine, you know, within reason, right? But guys are just, you know, they have...
Mowing right through your chum line.
You need to know, like, if a boat's anchored, right, you don't want to be slow trolling, like, right in their stern, between an island and the boat, you know? And then, yeah, just generally courtesy, give people a room, right? If guys are pulling on fish, great for them. Like, slide down a little bit. I'm sure they're down that ridge a little bit, or come back later, right? Like, I always want to just, I don't like being around a bunch of people when I'm fishing.
Right.
You can't avoid it all the time, but a lot of times on these trips we're leaving on an overnight or going down there, we're first on scene, right? So you catch a few, and then the mob hits you, and then you just keep moving on, right? So it's kind
of not the only place that the fish are going to be.
Sometimes, but sometimes, you know, it's like goes back to like, go look around. You have these, you know, these certain conditions. You have downhill current at this spot. Like, let's look at somewhere similar, same depth structure. Let's go look at that. Find your own fish.
That was one of my favorite Loomis monikers was that he always said he'd rather have 100% of a mediocre bite all to himself than 10% of a wide open boat with bite with everybody else in the fleet mixing it up.
Yes. Yeah, no question.
I just think having respect for everybody around you, right? Just like you know what's right and wrong.
Totally.
Yeah. So. But some people don't, though, and that's why we talk about it here. Is that some people think that's good, but they do, but they don't. Right? I mean,
They kind of comes back to the theory of like tipping too. It's like, oh, they don't know that they should be tipping. You know, like when you go to a restaurant because they're from somewhere else. It's like, you know. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to
come on.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
kind of, if you're driving that boat, you should know.
Yeah, let's not get 2 feet from this other boat that's got a fish hooked up.
You can see that Pete's wearing a Salty Crew t-shirt. You probably shouldn't be close. You probably shouldn't be that close.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dane in Huntington Beach has a question. Says, Captain Matt, do you have a good story about fishing Gonzaga Bay Islands? Do you go down there?
I've been down there a few times. My cousin has a trailer down there. But I don't really have any good stories standard Pacificos and tequila. Like, I don't. I have some good Baja stories, I guess, with my buddies. Yeah, but
surfing down there.
Something we shouldn't do on the radio, probably. Yeah.
You know who had a lot of good Gonzaga stories was my fishing partner down at Picacho's, Benny Florentino, and fishing L.A. Bay especially. And he's just talking about catching those just the great fishing for Cabrilla down there. And this is kind of the time of the year where that starts to happen.
Talk about a fishery that has just blown up in the last couple of years.
Like, I mean, it's crazy how... I mean, there was nobody there. And now, watch out, right?
Yeah.
It's become super popular.
It's just cool, man. Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's a cool place.
Chucking and winding lures in shallow water for fish that pull super hard.
Yeah.
And
calico bass on steroids.
And when you're done, you get that vibe of being in Baja and tacos and cold Pacificos.
Yep.
It's just, who doesn't want some more of that?
Yeah.
I'll take that right now.
It's good fun, for sure. So other than green bass fishing, if there's a saltwater game fish that you like to start, yellowtail's your deal, huh?
Yeah, yellowtail. I love yellowtail fishing.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you can catch them year-round, too, basically.
And various methods. That's what's so fun about yellowtail. Right?
I like fishing them on a yo-yo, like fly line and a bait for them. I like, obviously, surface iron fishing's insane. But anyway, I can catch them.
What's your favorite surface iron fishing?
What
Yeah. What's your favorite surface iron?
My surface iron reel?
Yeah. Rick, your outfit.
Yeah. I have a Tranny 20, a DC, and then, yeah, Fathom 25 narrow Star Drag.
All right. When we come back,
we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including find out who's got themselves a trip on the Mission Bell. More Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, Facebook, YouTube Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all the brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there for you when your binoculars need service. Go see Anthony and the Baker Marine crew at Day at the Docks, Sunday, April the 13th, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so go get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchersportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchersportFishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who's going fishing on board the Mission Bell. Maddie's going to do us the honor, flip the prize coin since we have a caller.
Here we go.
Send it. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Rob in Poway. You are hooked up, man, going fishing on board the Mission Bell.
Hey,
congratulations.
Congratulations. Matt Barlow from The Limitless. How do we get aboard? And especially that special in May.
Yeah, the May special.
May special.
Day and a half for overnight pricing. Yeah. Call me direct, 619-987-7814. Or you can go online, limitlesssportfishing.com.
Wow.
Find all the info, yep.
Yeah, such a good operation. Six-pack boat, up to six passengers.
Correct.
Your own boat, your own deal, and all-inclusives.
Yes,
Matt,
sir.
Good luck this season.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming in here. Hey, thanks a lot to Jeff in the fan studio for manning the phones, manning the board, and, of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Really fantastic people there that we get to work with. And, of course, George over at Backbone Broadcasting, all our stream and stuff like that. Next Saturday, Darren Doy from 310 Rodworks will be with us. And then next Sunday, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune. Thanks for listening today. Have a great week, and good luck, and enjoy the first parts of spring, and we'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.